State Controller Tom DiNapoli reports Wall Street profits are down by 13% so far in 2014 compared to the previous year when profits had already shrunk by 30%.
Certainly we're seeing profits, but down from what we saw last year.
Controller DiNapoli says the biggest reason is the large number of bank settlements in recent years. Since 2009, the six largest bank holding companies have agreed to pay an estimated $130 billion in settlement costs. Those settlements have created an unexpected windfall for New York's coffers. The state has reaped $4.5 billion from settlements including J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and Citigroup. The controller says the industry is paying a price for behavior that contributed to the financial crisis, and he predicts there will be more before it's all over.
I don't think that we've seen the end of that chapter of the post-financial crisis story yet fully written.
But the downturn in profits, as well as the continued decline of high-paying jobs in the financial industry, could depress state tax collections and leave less money to spend on things like health care and education. The state gets nearly 20% of its total tax revenues from Wall Street-related business. Last year, that amounted to about $13.2 billion. So far, though, the controller says it looks like the state and the city of New York will collect the amount of taxes estimated in their conservative future projections.
Doesn't create a problem or a challenge for city or state budgets that we see at this point.
DiNapoli says the large loss of Wall Street jobs since the 2008 crash is a concern. There's been 10,500 fewer positions just in the past 3 years alone. And he says those losses have a ripple effect in the larger economy.
Well, however you feel about the industry, it's been a very important part of the economic engine for our city and for our state, and we need to not lose sight of that, and we certainly want New York to continue to be the global capital of finance, and that needs to be factored into broader policy questions as well.
He says while many of the Wall Street jobs have been replaced with low-wage positions, there is also growth in the tech industry, which may help to diversify the workforce. The controller says despite banks being forced to agree to large monetary settlements and the corresponding profit decline, he expects end-of-year bonuses to be higher than last year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.